We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back live in Las Vegas, MGM Grand, Pacquiao Broner coming up tomorrow night on pay-per-view. By the way, I should remind everybody, our sister station, Kiss Country, they've got their 34th annual chili cook-off powered by Ford. It's January 26th at CB Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. It's a great lineup this year. Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, lots of others. Get your tickets now at WKIS.com. You do not want to wait any longer. I will get those tickets for the 34th annual Chili Cook-Off powered by Ford right now at WKIS.com. Our friend is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's Bill Ryder. He's heard every evening on the CBS Sports Radio Network. You can see him every day on CBS Sports HQ. Sometimes he even comes out to these boxing events. And why aren't you here, Bill?
Well, I know. My boss has let me down. I wish I was partying with you guys. I really want to see this fight. I really want to see, if I'm being honest, Pacquiao destroy Adrian Broner. So I don't know. I'm bummed I'm not there.
There was a funny piece of audio that we played on the show earlier. It's you and Adrian Broner. He's on with your CBS Sports HQ TV show. And Broner, what is that just the way that he is? He's just cantankerous with the media?
I mean, I'm old enough and I've been doing this for a little bit. I've never had someone walk off a television interview before. To be fair, I had the audacity to ask him boxing questions, so I could see where that was, you know, a real challenge for him to get his mind around. I don't know what happened. I'll say this. I reached out to two guys in the boxing community who told me some stories that, yeah, not just media, heard a couple of stories about all-time great boxers trying to give him some advice. And, yeah, I think cantankerous is the word. I caught him on a bad day, and I guess he has those more often than other folks do.
Bill, is that him trying to play the villain or the bad guy role? Because you know he looks up to Mayweather. Is that him playing a role, you think?
Yeah, you know, so I had a couple people who saw the clip in the boxing world who reached out, right? And there's sort of a mixed response and explanation. One explanation was kind of a jerk, right? One explanation was the dude is cutting weight and gets really put out when that's going on. It's in a bad place. And I get it. We've all been, right, tired or physically exhausted. But, you know, I think part of it, guys, just is who he is. Because you guys do this. You know how it is. Sometimes you got to ask people really difficult questions. That wasn't one of those interviews. So I don't, you know. I mean, I've had Blake Griffin tell me to do something anatomically impossible to myself. I've had folks in that Heat locker room who I respect raise their voice back when I was writing about LeBron when he was there. I've been through the ringer where if I not deserved it, at least I understood where it's coming from. This thing just was baffling.
What's going on with Blake Griffin, by the way? I don't know how long ago that was when he told you to do something anatomically impossible, but he's gotten angrier as the years have gone on, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's an interesting guy, and I reported on him and that sort of dynamic with the Clippers a lot when I was there. I don't think he's a bad guy, right? But he is. He can be a really good teammate and friend, and he can be an ultra diva. And I do think that the culture that raises you up in professional sports can, not always, but can have an impact on sort of who you become as a player and your interactions with teammates in the media. And he was raised up by one of the worst organizations we've ever seen. It was the Donald Sterling organization, right? So I was there. He was pampered. He was not easy to deal with. And I think when he got traded to Detroit, it was a real betrayal and a shocker. And I don't think he was prepared for that kind of professional difficulty. I remember living in Manhattan Beach and seeing him out a lot, just out with his friends and out with, you know, various people. And he was like me in that town. You could tell he loved living there. So I think the issues he had before have been exacerbated by the fact that I don't think he wants to be living in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, seems to be coming out more and more from him. Bill Ryder is with us. Bill Ryder, you hear him every evening on the CBS Sports Radio Network. You see him on CBS Sports HQ. One of the more interesting things that I've seen in the sports debate world, which kind of snowballed a little bit this morning after Robert Kraft said that Tom Brady's the best football player ever. Not best quarterback, but best football player ever. And I'm kind of watching ESPN this morning, and they're debating it a little bit. And I wonder, and Channing and I talked about it a little bit, is Tom Brady... And I know it's a hard question to answer just on the spot, but is Tom Brady the greatest football player ever?
I don't think I'm ready. Yeah, I was sort of pondering when I saw the Kraft comment, too. I don't think I'm ready to go there yet, but I'm ready to put him on the list of people who are considered. I am not a knee-jerk, if you're the best quarterback of all time, you're the best player of all time guy, even though I understand the added value at that position, particularly in 2018 and all the things. I think he is unequivocally, for me, he is for me, without a doubt, the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. And I'm not exactly a big Patriots apologist, to say the least. But, I mean, we actually talked about this last week randomly. I mean, Jerry Rice was a pretty good football player. I mean, you can just go position by position. The best players to ever play various positions have an argument for that spot. So I'm not mad about the conversation, but I'm certainly not ready to say he's the best football player of all time. I would need to ponder it, think about it, look at the stats more, to be honest, more and do some reporting, because it's a hard question to answer. But for people who think he is, I'm not mad that that's their response.
I don't know, Bill, because you put so much pressure on him because he's the quarterback and so much attention on him. But Barry Sanders was an amazing running back, but his team was terrible.
Well, he didn't do it long enough.
But his team was terrible, so there's so much more to it where Deion Sanders, to be the best ever in
anything, there has to be longevity, success. There has to be no instances of trouble. But you know what? There are instances of trouble in Tom Brady with Deflategate. I wonder if that counts against him.
Listen, I'm the best quarterback of all time.
Whenever we weigh the greatest of all time, right, it's not about talent. I mean, there are more talented players than some of them. I mean, there are talented guys who have flamed out in all the major sports. So for me, it is accomplishment. It is the wins that you got. It is the championships you got. It is how lucky you were to be coached by Bill Belichick instead of whatever random Cleveland Brown coach was there for that particular part of the season. So, you know, most talented player ever? No, but the definition of greatest is totally different. It's why whether it's LeBron or it's Michael Jordan, it will in some part for me be dependent upon how many championships those guys won and the resume they put together. And so, you know, Brady's got the resume. For me, it ain't Deion Sanders and it ain't Barry Sanders for me. Whatever the right answer is, greatest football player ever, it's not those two guys for me.
Okay, so that being said, Bill Ryder, I know Bill Ryder, he likes to dabble in, you know, odds and gambling and stuff, as I do. Could you bring yourself to bet against Tom Brady on Sunday?
So I've got a little bit of an emotional tie up in this. When I was a newspaper reporter in Kansas City, Missouri, at the newspaper, the Kansas City Star, for 7 or 8 years, I didn't cover that team as a beat writer, but I wrote about them a lot. I spent time with, you know, Scott Pioli, the GM at the time, can't say that without laughing, and I like Clark Hunt, the owner. My kids were born in that town, and I spent a lot of time in Arrowhead. So all of that said, this is a game I want to bet on the Chiefs, but I've had some really good weeks this year, and I've had some really bad weeks as I've indulged my gambling inclinations. And this one, I'm going to go with the Chiefs, guys. I don't know if I'm going to put money on them, but I think Kansas City can win the game. But you know, Tom Brady is something like 24-4 when it's 30 or low or below. I think it's 5-1 when he plays in games where it's 20 degrees or below. It's going to be really cold in Kansas City. So everything points toward me doubting and losing money on Brady again when I look back and say, what in the world was I thinking?
And what about on the other side, Bill? What you got in the NFC?
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I like the Saints. You know, Drew Brees and Sean McVay are Sean Payton. See, that's the reason I think they're motivated. They've never lost as a tandem in New Orleans in the postseason. I think Sean Payton is put out and tired of people talking about McVay and idiots like me confusing their names. And I think that Saints team, not a team of destiny, but we talk about one of the greats of all time. I think there's a conversation for Drew Brees to be a top three or four potentially quarterback in the history of the game, and getting a second Super Bowl is a big part of that. And not that he's trying to win a Super Bowl to prove it, more. I think it's already true, and guys like that often win several, and we've seen guys like Elway do it at the end of their career. I like the Saints in that game.
Bill Ryder, CBS Sports, and you hear him on the CBS Sports Radio Network. You see him on CBS Sports HQ. And then, of course, while I'm out here in Vegas, I should put $100, $200 on Dolphins to win the Super Bowl next season.
I mean, I don't see why not. Or $200 on, you know, how many times Adam Gase's eyes are going to bulge out of his face.
Feel bad at all? Wait, we did this all week, man. We have ridden that guy all week, and usually I feel bad on stuff like that. For some reason, I didn't.
What are you looking at, ass?
You guys do send your failures. I was in the Miami Heat press area when, remember Frank Hayes? Hayes who got announced as the Missouri basketball head coach?
Yeah, the former UM basketball coach.
Right. Everyone, 30 media guys started uproariously laughing and looking at me because I went to Mizzou. I'm like, whoa, isn't this a good hire? And years later, I look back. I have no sympathy for the Jets, but man, I don't even know anything about Gase, the guy. Is he just a weirdo? You guys tell me, what was going on there?
I don't know. I've never seen him like that before.
He's nervous. It seemed like he was nervous and he doesn't know how to deal with it.
It was weird. Like, we've seen weird press conferences where he's a little bit adversarial with the media. I've never seen anything from Adam Gase that was even close to those eyes darting around and the machinations that he was making with his head and neck. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, that's going to end real well, your inability to master the media in New York your first time out. I'm sure that story has a real happy ending for Dolphins.
Yeah, great for Dolphins fans, though, one would think. Who knows, though?
That's
Who
true.
Knows? As long as the greatest football greatest football player in history is in our division, everything is just a little bit tougher. What are you going to do?
Someday he'll retire. Someday
he'll retire. Who's going to win tomorrow night, Pacquiao or Broner?
After that interview, actually, I don't even care. It was funny. Who's going to win? I'm a little worried that Broner's actually going to win. Pacquiao, and I've been to his gym in L.A., and it feels like it was 30 years ago when I was talking to Freddie Roach, back when he used to train with Freddie, about how that was going to go down. It feels to me like Broner, like it's his time and it's his moment.
Oh, interesting. That's really the first person I've heard
say
that definitively.
I would put money on it if I were there. I would put money on it.
Really? Although, he's a big underdog.
I know, he's a big dog. And the only sports that I ever make real money on consistently, for whatever reason, is fighting sports. Either because I know boxing, UFC, or more likely because I'm in Vegas and I just had a lot to drink and I'm getting real lucky. But either way, that's probably the move that I would make.
All right, there you go. Bill Ryder, CBS Sports Radio Network, CBS Sports HQ. Thank you for making time for us, Bill. Wish you were out here in Vegas with us.
Anytime, guys. Enjoy Vegas.
Maybe for Pacquiao Mayweather, too. Maybe we'll see you out there for that.
Already done.
All right, let's take a break from Vegas. We're at the MGM Grand. We'll come right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.